With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The White House says it's evidence to the world that America is respected again, a reference to Colombia's agreement to take its citizens who entered the U.S. illegally.
When the Colombian government refused to accept military flights carrying detained migrants from the U.S. over the weekend, the president retaliated. He announced an immediate 25% tariff, a travel ban, and visa restrictions. Colombia's president resisted at first, but late Sunday night, the White House said Colombia had agreed to all of President Trump's terms, including the acceptance of deported migrants arriving on U.S. military aircraft. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is suggesting that Egypt and Jordan take in large numbers of Palestinian refugees or more battered Gaza. Mr. Trump says Gaza is no place for people to live at this time.
It's literally a demolition site right now. Almost everything's demolished and people are dying there. So I'd rather get involved with some of the Arab nations and build housing at a different location where they can maybe live in peace for a change.
Temporary or would they have a good
It could be either. It could be temporarily, could be long term.
However, Egypt and Jordan don't want the Palestinians. They're rejecting the president's proposal. The Jordanian foreign minister says that his country's opposition is firm and unwavering. The Senate expected to vote later today on Trump Treasury Secretary nominee Scott Bessent. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures so far pointing to a sharply lower open on this first day of trading for the week. The Dow futures are down 428 points, the NASDAQ futures off 973 points, and the S&P futures 153 points in the red. This is SRN News. President Trump opposes debanking.
It's a new word describing the increasingly common practice of banks closing the accounts of Christian ministries and conservative groups because they oppose the LGBT agenda. Mr. Trump recently called out the big banks for doing so. Jeremy Tedesco of Alliance Defending Freedom is glad, saying, quote, "Debanking is one of the most pressing issues of our time. No one should have to worry that the bank will cancel their account because of their views." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina says she is seriously considering a gubernatorial run in 2026 and will probably make a final decision in the coming weeks. Mace came to national prominence recently when she introduced a resolution banning men from using women's bathrooms at the U.S. Capitol or House office buildings. Mace says if she runs, she'll seek the support of President Trump, who is extremely popular in South Carolina. This is SRN News. Free at last.
The Coast Guard says a freighter has been freed after being trapped in frozen Lake Erie for several days. The Manitoulin, a 663-foot Canadian vessel with 17 people on board, got stuck in the ice last Wednesday after it dropped off a load of wheat in Buffalo and was heading back into Canada. The vessel was not damaged and the crew is safe. Jason Walker reporting.
As crews continue battling what's left of the Southern California wildfires, they've been getting help from above. Rain has been falling across parts of the region, but there is a potential downside to that. Fears of heavier rains, should they come, could unleash destructive rock and mudslides. There's also concern about toxic ash runoff. The National Weather Service reported showers yesterday and says that most of the region likely to get less than an inch of rain. More details, SRNNews.com.